Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever wanted to write a book? Or have you already written one? Would you like to learn more about how to get your book on Amazon.com? Tell me, have you ever wanted to know about self-publishing? Now, can you imagine being a cruise ship speaker? Tell me, do you know how you can become a cruise ship speaker? Well, we're going to tell you that tonight. And when was the last time you heard about the Real Fast Book website? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to publish a Kindle ebook and how to become a cruise ship speaker? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that our show now has over 1.6 million listeners to date. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012. Now, let me tell you about my guest today. He is an author, speaker, consultant, coach, lawyer, and sometimes blogger. He is also the creator of the popular Real Fast training programs designed to help authors, speakers, coaches, consultants, internet marketers, and entrepreneurs effectively grow their businesses faster and profit more effortlessly. His first product was the super successful and very popular Speak on Cruise Ships program, which is designed to help speakers trade their public speaking talents on luxury cruise ships worldwide. He now conducts special self-selecting auditions to help speakers determine whether the cruise speaker opportunity is right for them or not. He has learned so much about writing, publishing, and marketing in the launching and growing of Speak on Cruise Ships that he began to develop other products based on his new skill sets. For example, his next super successful project was Real Fast Book, which teaches folks how to write, publish, and profit from a book real fast. Thereafter, he created a number of other products under the Real Fast brand. Along the way, he has kept a very active speaking schedule, sharing the stage with folks like Brian Tracy, Mark Victor Hansen, Tom Annotin, Beverly DeAngelis, and many others. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Daniel Hall, and we're going to talk about how to publish a Kindle ebook that sells like gangbusters. Hi, Daniel. How are you today?
Very well. How are you, January? Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, I'm wonderful, and I'm so happy to have you on the show. You know, I always like my guests to start out and share a little bit about their personal story. I like to share how they became successful, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Can you tell us where you were born and how you started out?
Oh, absolutely. I'm basically a kid from the south side of Chicago. I was born in Roseland Community Hospital on the south side of Chicago. I grew up mostly around the Chicago area and then essentially moved on with my life. I lived some time outside of the country during my teenage years and then got married pretty early, went to school, eventually got a nursing degree at University of Texas at El Paso. And then from there, I immediately went to law school at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, and then started practicing law in a little community in basically on the coast of Texas called Corpus Christi, Texas, which is where I am today. So
that
kind of takes you up through those years.
Okay. Now tell us about some of the things that happened, some of the things along the way, things that you didn't expect, difficult things that seemed difficult at the time, but eventually turned out to be the best things that ever happened to you.
Well, here's the thing. You know, as I sort of recall, when I got into the business that I absolutely adore, I just live it, sleep it. You know, this is all I dream about. This is all I think about. It's I love it so much. And that is really the writing, the publishing, the platform building business that I'm in. And and as I sort of thought about it, I remember way back in high school. I remember one of my teachers asking me, well, what do you want to do when you grow up? Now, I wasn't a particularly gifted student, and I wasn't particularly gifted socially either. So I remember responding to the teacher like, "I want to be a publisher when I grow up."
Really?
Started a lot of laughs, you know, ha ha ha, chuckle chuckle chuckle. You'll never amount to anything. That was kind of the message. And I just remembered, you know, when it kind of came full circle when I started actually publishing not only my own stuff, which is has done very, very well, but other people's things. And I, you know, there's nothing that succeeds like success. I really kind of dig that. And you know, one of the things that, you know, I've gone through many careers. As you said, I'm a lawyer. I'm still a lawyer. So I have a lot of law license. I'm a nurse. I still have a nursing license. And I don't do any of that to make my living today. The fact of the matter is that for about 7 years after I got out of law school, I was a practicing attorney in a law firm, you know, doing the 60, 70, 80 hour a week grind. Yeah. And it got to the point where I was very unhappy doing what I was doing, very unhappy with that situation, and I started to drink a lot. I remember waking up one evening with this glass of Crown Royal half filled on my chest, and I'd fallen, basically passed out with this thing. And I remember whiffing this as I basically came back to, and thinking to myself, what am I doing? You know, why am I in a profession that is essentially driving me to drink? I'm so unhappy doing it. And I decided at that point, I'd better get out and do something else. And the really cool thing was that I had kind of gone back to my whole aspiration to be a writer and an author and a publisher. So for the, maybe 2, 3, 4 years prior to this happening, I started cruise ship speaking. Actually, quite by accident that I did this, and I did more and more and more of it. And this law, I was practicing law, and one of the things, one interesting thing that happened January was people started asking me, "Hey, how are you taking so many cruises? Why are you away you know, and how could you go to all these exotic places and you know, how can you afford to do all that? And I would tell them, well, I would trade my talents for free luxury cruises, you know, basically my ability to speak in public. And, of course, people just wanted to know how to do that. And it just so happened that, you know, by the 100th or, I don't know, 125th person to ask me, it finally dawned on me, maybe I should write a book on this. And that's what I did. That's what I did. And essentially that changed the course of my life in so many different ways, because that went on to become a very, very successful book and a program. And we're still going strong today at speakerscruisefree.com.
Wow. And then how old were you? Well, when you did the nursing, did you do that right out of college? Where did that come in as far as your life's success story?
Well, that was, I always knew that I wanted to go to law school. And it's actually a decision that I do not regret. It was a very good decision. The practice, you know, is no good for me anyway. It's no good. But the education, excellent. But so I always knew that I wanted to go to law school, and I needed a four-year degree to get into law school. And I'm pretty good. I'm pretty handy with the sciences. I have an affinity for the sciences. And I also did some research and figured out that most of the highest-paid lawyers, particularly those coming out of law school, the young buck lawyers, they always or almost always have a dual professional degree, either an accountant lawyer, physician lawyer, a architect lawyer, a pharmacist lawyer. And I thought, well, hey, what professional degree can I get in 4 years that would allow me to get, you know, that dual professional degree advantage? And I landed on nursing. And so I went all through nursing school, and then immediately, I never did actually practice nursing, went immediately the next term into law school and did that.
So it was actually a stepping stone career to lead you to the next stepping stone. Now, what was it like when you first discovered this passion for public speaking and for sharing information with other people?
Well, I have to say it probably goes back to my youth, because I remember back when I was probably 11 years old. You're going to love this story. I've always been very entrepreneurial minded. And I remember, maybe you remember this as well. There was a section in the bookstore that was devoted to mail order. Do you remember this? And you would go, and I wanted to have a mail order business. It's essentially the analogous thing is to what I do today, essentially on the internet. But so I wrote a book, a little teeny tiny book. I was 11 years old, and it was called The Guide to Self-Image and Looking Good. And that was it. It was like, it was fine. Yeah, it was a big title for somebody that knew neither how to look good or how to have a good self-image. But that's another story entirely. And I had a book, right? It was about 5 pages. And I had it bound at Sir Speedier, one of the printing companies. And so that was my very first thing. And then sort of fast forward to the time when I first figured out about cruise ship speaking. That was just, I was broke. I mean, I wasn't making very much as a lawyer. I was had a family to feed, and I really wanted a nice vacation. And I figured out that you could trade your ability to speak in public. By the way, I was not a public speaker at this point, and essentially found that you could trade your time, basically 3 hours for a typical 7-day cruise in exchange for a cruise for yourself and a traveling companion. And I said, bingo, this is the best thing since sliced bread, right? And I started doing that all the time.
That is such a fantastic story. We're going to take a break now and hear about your host. And when we come back, we are going to talk more with Daniel Hall about how to publish a Kindle ebook, how to become a cruise ship speaker, which is something I did with his program. We'll be right back with Daniel Hall.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number 1 at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Daniel Hall. His most successful training product is Real Fast Book, where he shows people how to write profitable books fast. In fact, he believes everyone should have at least one ebook. That's why he made his training, How to Publish a Kindle ebook Today, Like Gangbusters, free. You can actually get this book for free. Now, Daniel, you wrote your first book when you were 11 years old. I wrote my first book when I was 50 years old. Tell me, why do you think everyone should write a book?
Well, I believe everyone has a message, and everyone is put on this planet to help their group, their sort of tribe, the people that they were put here to help. And I think that that if you do have a message, if you have a message burning in your heart, or you have a story that that is, you know, in your heart to tell, whether it's your own story or a family story or a memoir or even a biography, that you should do it. You should absolutely tell that story, get your message out, and help the people that you are put here to help.
I agree with you completely. And, you know, it's such an overwhelming thought to write a book, but the reality is that basically one step at a time. How did you start writing? Did you do it every day? Did you do it in the morning? Did you do it at night? How did you create your first book?
Well, that's a very interesting story, because one of the things that I learned about myself in law school is I could focus for pretty extended periods of time on one thing as long as it was only one thing that I was doing. So what I I essentially shut myself away. It took about 4 days. You know, that's all I did. I mean, I had my wife bring me in food. And
wow.
I lived in basically a little room. We had a little shower, a little bed, and I just stayed in there, and it was finished. Now, I don't that was when before I knew how to do all this, right? But I wanted to get something out, and there are so many easier ways to do a book these days. And you know, I really kind of want to touch back on this question that you asked, why we should write a book. I think that if you are in business, any business at all, you need a book. You absolutely need a book, because that book can essentially transcend you from being just one in a whole sea of competitors and allow you to rise up and rise to the top of everyone else in your market niche, and be the author, seen as, by the way, author authority, right? It's the root word. And people want to and gravitate toward the authority, okay? You want to be that leader. You want to be that authority. You want to be that author if you are in any kind of business. And the really cool thing about this, by the way, January, is that if you are smart about it, there are things that you could do with your book that allow you to not only make money with the royalty income, right, but also you could actually build a list of prospects, a list of people that are interested in you, to later can buy things from you, right? You can connect with them. You can bond with them. You can create a relationship with them, all by and through the book and what you put into the book. And then the third big thing is that if you know what you're doing, you can build in profit centers into the book, that so that each one of the books you put out into the world essentially become, I like to call it, a bee in your hive of prosperity. So those are the big reasons. I just want.
Well, you know, you're
huge,
so
huge advantage. I love it.
Oh yeah, you're so true. It's so true about that because you know your book becomes your calling card to the world. It becomes your business card. I know when I wrote my book, Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, and it went to number one at Amazon.com, that just became my brand. That did it for me. That put me over the top. I know it's hard for people to wrap their head around it. How difficult is it to get a book published these days?
You know, that's the beautiful thing. The whole publishing marketplace, the whole infrastructure and industry has completely transformed and imploded in many ways, which has given rise to huge opportunities for people like you and I to do what I prefer to do is self-publishing, right? Because uh-huh. here's the rub. Recently, the Wall Street Journal actually looked at the top 50 best-selling books on Amazon. The top 12 of them, or 12 of that 50, were by independent authors and independent publishers. In other words, people like you and I. So it's
wow.
very easy to answer your question. It's very easy to get published because you don't have to go to an agent anymore. You don't have to try to please a legacy publisher anymore. And mm-hmm. you get to go directly to a worldwide marketplace and let the marketplace decide whether they like your stuff or not. And how do we know whether they like it? Well, we know based on sales. People vote with their dollars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you're doing very, very well, you will see a huge spike in sales. If your book is not so good, you're going to get bad reviews and very, very few sales. So that's, because of the ease of publishing anymore, I think every single person that listens to this right now or ever listens to this recording, you, I'm talking to you, you know who you are, you need to write a book and publish it. And it's never been easier. In fact, at realfastbook.com, especially for your listeners, January, mm-hmm. I have a whole training there. It's a whole webinar that teaches you step by step how to not only put up your book, but actually publish it onto Kindle. And I'm completely transparent, okay? You will know how to publish your book onto Kindle just by watching and signing up for that webinar and going through it and just following the directions step by step. It's very detailed.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it's never been easier to do this. And from my own personal experience, I've been self-published. I've had a New York publisher. I've gone the whole route every which way. Guess what? When you're self-published, you're the one who gets to keep the money.
That's exactly right. Well, I mean, and the other thing, and tell me whether you experience this with your New York publisher, but even uh-huh. if you get a trade publisher, right, if you get a legacy publisher to publish your stuff, yeah, mm-hmm. they might push it for a little while.
Right.
They might push a book for maybe a month, maybe a week. It depends on who you're dealing with. But the onus of responsibility for marketing that book is you, the author. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you, the
Absolutely.
Author, whether or not you are legacy published or you're self-published, you need to be, you know, the marketer of that book. Otherwise, it will die in either case. So, I mean, did you find that to be the case?
Absolutely. You know, everyone thinks, oh, I've got a publisher. All of a sudden, my book's going to go to number one. The reality is everyone is out there marketing their books. I don't care who they are. The biggest celebrities, you see them marketing their books on all the talk shows and television shows. You are the one who has to sell that book. It's just a fact of life. I think a lot of people have to step back and get a feel for how it is to how they'll market the book. That is so, so important. You know, we're going to take a break and hear from my sponsor. When we come back with Daniel Hall, we're going to talk about what is a platform, and we're going to talk a little bit about how to publish a Kindle ebook. We'll be right back with Daniel Hall.
Could your commute or daily exercise routine use a boost? When was the last time you really got the giggles? June is audiobook month, and the producers of Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook, invite you to tune in, turn on, and let loose a few good laughs. Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook is about a marijuana enthusiast named Blue McKenna who gets involved in a reality TV show as a way to cure an apocalyptic case of writer's block. A conglomerate of kooky contestants invades the polygamous community of Naval, Utah to compete in a reality show called Yikes. Things get sticky when Blue McKenna's hemp garden is ignited during an ill-fated seance. Find out what's going down in the desert in Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook. This is Adele Park inviting you to celebrate Audiobook Month on the funny side. Visit www.yikesaudiobook.com. That's www.yikesaudiobook.com.
Now, if you're on the summertime, if you're taking a road trip, you need to listen to Adele Park's audiobooks. They will make your trip just fly by. We're back with Daniel Hall. Quickly, Daniel, tell us, what is a platform?
Essentially, it's a group of people that follow you. They they see you as their leader, and I call them raving fans who will want to, once they become your raving fans, they'll want to buy everything that you write, create, or put out into the marketplace.
Oh, my gosh. They sound like wonderful. I know a few people on my platform, and guess what? I adore them.
They're the best. They're the best.
Now, what matters more, the title of your book or the cover design?
Well, you know, both. They need to be. Well, let's step back just a second and talk a little bit about what needs to be communicated with the cover, because two things actually you see with the cover. Number one, you see, of course, the title of the book, and implicit in the title is a promise of some sort. Okay, it's a promise being made to the reader or potential reader of the book. So you think about a title first off from that standpoint. And if you think about your title as a promise, then the picture, the graphic of it, you should try to relay the promise being made by and through. In other words, it should buttress, it should support the promise that you make in the title of your book. So they really work hand in hand, okay, all the way through.
Well, you know,
so they're both equally important, in my opinion. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, but they're both equally important.
I agree totally. It really helps to have a killer title. It helps to have a title that people will remember, which I did with Thou Shalt Not Whine, and my next book is called Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones. So those titles, people know exactly what we're dealing with. I advise people to always get a professional cover designer. How do you feel about that, Daniel?
Absolutely. 100% behind that one. Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, on the other hand, you don't have to pay a whole lot for it. I mean, when you say professional, you know, some people think thousands and thousands of dollars, and you certainly could pay thousands and thousands of dollars for a book cover. But here's the other thing. I don't want people to get, I can't afford, you know, to pay somebody to professionally design something. Well, the fact of the matter is that if you've even got a couple of $100s, you can find some really, really great graphic designers to do a book. I just don't want you to use the fact that, you know, that maybe you can't get a $5,000 cover designer to do your book to be an excuse for not doing the book at all, okay? Bad mistake there.
Well, I agree completely with you. As a matter of fact, I went to Odesk for the cover design for my newest book, and it was quite reasonable, and I'm thrilled with the work that they did for me. You put a bid out, and you can interview people, look at their work, and make a selection, and it's not that expensive. Now, let's talk about the Amazon Digital Text Platform account. This is what you need to create so you can start publishing immediately, isn't it?
Yes, it's called KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing. And it is a part of, obviously, Amazon. And again, it does allow you to publish directly to Amazon's Kindle. And here's the best part. It's free. Okay. It's free to get.
Wow. That is so amazing. And you can actually use material already on your hard drive to create that first Kindle ebook, can't you?
Exactly right. In fact, I'll give you a few techniques for those listening. Here's the thing. I'm just like, well, what can I tell people that they can actually go and use, you know, that they already have to publish that first book? Because it's really kind of a breakthrough to publish the first one, because if you do the first one, you'll need probably 50, okay, how it usually works. But if you are in college, if you are ever in university, go back through and look for papers that you may have written in college, okay? Those can be great little Kindle singles, excellent little Kindle singles. Or here's another really cool thing that you could do. You could do essentially an interview just like January and I are doing right now. You could record that interview, have it transcribed, okay? And then once you have the text in a, you know, an editable form, like for Microsoft Word, you could actually then have the meat, right, the corpus of really, really good material all right there. Yes, you probably may need to go back and massage it and maybe do a light rewrite to make sure, you know, the transitions are all there and it makes sense. But but the meat of it is there, and you can get so much content done that way, right? This little we'll talk for maybe an hour, you and I, January. We could probably have, depending on how many words I can get in and how many words you can get in, we probably have about 15 to 20 pages of content just from the interview that we have here today, which could very easily turn into a 75 to 110-page book, okay, when you format it with a smaller size. So don't let the thought of content be overwhelming to you, because there's so many ways to get content to actually publish it onto Kindle.
Well, you know, Daniel, I must confess to you, and I will share this with my listeners, that this interview with Daniel Hall will probably be in Priceless Personalities Volume 3. And basically, that's what I'm doing with my series of books. I'm taking the interviews from this show, having them transcribed, editing them, and publishing them as Priceless Personalities. So it's something that is very, very doable. Daniel, when you talk about an active table of contents, tell us what you mean by that.
Okay, so the thing about a Kindle, right, is essentially, and this is one huge lesson that I want everyone to understand, that's publishing a Kindle. Essentially, when you publish a Kindle book, you are publishing a self-contained website, which gives you lots and lots of, it basically, I hope, opens up a world of possibility to you, because that's actually a huge, huge thing, a paradigm shift for many people. And because it is a self-contained website, you can do anything that you can do on a website, essentially, in a Kindle book. And the one very important thing that you need to do as a Kindle author, as any author, is make your content as easy to consume as is possible. Well, for a Kindle reader, they want to be able to jump around, you know, wherever they want in your book. And an active table of contents allows them to jump from, you know, from place to place, or from your table of contents to any other place in the book. And that's why it's so important to have in a Kindle book. It's called an active table of contents, which means you can simply click on one of the line items in the table of contents and be taken to that part of the book.
Okay. That's very, very important. You know, let's take a little break now. And would you share your website information for my listeners?
Yes. If you want the free Kindle training, it is at realfastbook.com, realfastbook.com. And I would love to start this journey with you. It's a really, really a fun business building, potentially hugely profitable thing.
And also your other website is danielhallpresents.com. So these are two fantastic websites. I've been to both of them today, and I highly, highly recommend it. Briefly, before our next commercial, could you speak about images and graphics in the Kindle book? Is this something we should plan to do?
Yes, well, you can. You certainly can do it. And with the advent of the Kindle Fire and the, you know, when Kindle first came out, they were all sort of black and white, what they now call paper white. And then they went to the Kindle Fire, and that essentially allowed for a color screen, right? So that you could put in graphics and so forth. Now, the thing about graphics in Kindle, I will say this, that it is, I would use them minimally, okay? I mean, it's fine to use them. It's no big deal. But always center them, and don't try to do, you know, super fancy formatting around them. Okay, because that's where people tend to fall into a little trap there. The formatting is hugely, hugely important that it's done right so you look professional. And what I would suggest you do is insert the image directly and center the image and then have nothing else around the image. So it's just text, image, and then text. Don't try to wrap the text around it or anything like that because that usually goes bad, okay?
Okay, that's great advice. And it's wonderful to know that you should use images and graphics because that's what makes a Kindle book just as interesting as any book you would go and buy in a bookstore. Right now, we're going to take a break and hear from one of my sponsors. When we come back, I want to talk about your fantastic Speak on Cruise Ships program, which I have done and I will highly recommend. Also, I want to talk about, Daniel, what success means to you, if you have any regrets, and what advice you have for my listeners. We'll be right back with Daniel Hall.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage, any marriage, read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories, how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage. Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
I highly recommend Pat's book to everyone. You know, I am in a very successful second marriage. We'll be celebrating our 43rd anniversary this coming year. So I highly recommend her book and Second Marriages. Welcome back with Daniel Hall. Daniel, let's talk about Speak on Cruise Ships program.
Oh, well, sure. I'd love to chat about that. As you know, it was really kind of my first love. And essentially how it works is the cruise lines, they have a huge problem. When their job, a cruise line's job, is to keep their passengers happy, right? At all times during the time that they are at, you know, on board or participating in a cruise. And that job of keeping their passengers happy is a lot easier when the ship is in port. I mean, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people take cruises. They like to visit new places and not have to unpack more than once, right? And So that's the easy part of the job for the cruise lines. Now, the harder part is to keep people happy while the boat is in motion, while the ship is in motion, right? When people are at sea, essentially what they're trying to get people to not recognize is the fact that they're captives. You cannot get off that ship, right? Unless you're having a heart attack and then they fly you off. But you don't want to go that way, right? You want to have fun. And here's the thing. what they will do is they will actually set up guest lecturers, or they don't like to call them lecturers, guest presenters. And many times those presenters are people like you and me, okay? People that have something interesting to say, most of the times about the destinations, but other times about different, what they call enrichment topics, which are basically, stuff that's popular in pop culture. It's the things that are on the nonfiction bestseller list, et cetera. So, and the really nice thing that's a part of this deal is you have to present generally on a typical 7-day cruise three times, three 45-minute presentations, and in exchange you get a free cruise, not only for yourself, but for a traveling companion who has no work responsibilities. And get this, January, you travel as a passenger, which means you get all the passenger perks. You get the fine dining, you get the cabin steward service, you get the nice room, all of that great stuff. And for 3 hours of of my time, and I get to pontificate on what I like to talk about anyway, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer for a lot of people.
Oh, I agree. I did your program, and I submitted my resume to Norwegian Cruise Lines. They invited me to do a 7-day cruise on the Norwegian Sun. I did three speeches about destinations, and one speech I had a blast doing. It was called The Girls of the Gold Rush, and I spoke about all the women who had been in the gold rush and how they had made more of a fortune than any of the men. I mean, and basically they were doing things like laundry, food, and all the essentials. And some of these brilliant women were fantastic. My husband and I were on the cruise, and as you said, we were guests of the captain. He invited us up to the bridge. When we went into the fjord, he invited me to read the dialogue that was sent out over the entire ship. I was very honored to do that. And when I went to dinner that night, many of the crew came up to me and they said, "Oh my gosh, it was the first time we've heard a woman's voice from the bridge." So that was
I love it.
That was very, very special. So we had a wonderful time. So it is a very doable thing. If you have any interest in cruise ship speaking, I suggest you contact Daniel, sign up for his program. He'll share the nuts and bolts and tell you how to do it. I think that right now it would be a wonderful time for people who are working on projects to put that on their to-do list. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And here's the other thing. I've made it so that I'll be the first to say the cruise ship speaking is not for everyone, but for those people that resonate with it, that have an affinity for communicating and maybe doing a little public speaking, it is an excellent gig. It's, as I say, the best gig on the seven seas. And for those people that might be interested in doing this, I actually have what I call it a self-selecting audition process. And if you go to speakerscruisefree.com, very logical, speakerscruisefree.com, there are several dates and times you can choose there, and you will figure out whether or not this opportunity is for you or not. Now, we don't have any kind of a hard sell there or anything like that. It's just going to be very informative on what it is that we do and what's essentially expected of you. Because it is a quid pro quo, right? You are doing a little work there, but in my opinion, the benefits far outweigh what you're giving up in the deal, what you're giving up in the quid pro quo. So speakerscruisefree.com has that self-selecting audition.
Wow, it sounds tempting. I'm almost tempted to do it again. I'm thinking I would love to talk to the cruise ship about taking my radio show on a trip with me. Now that I have 1.6 million listeners, that might be a great adventure. Daniel, let's talk a little bit briefly about what success means to you. Do you have any regrets and any advice for my listeners?
Well, success means to me the ability to, number one, help, truly help, those people that you were put on the planet to help. So, I mean, I'm vastly engaged in that myself, and I'm also a huge believer in not hiding your light, okay? You know, hide your light under a – let it shine. In other words, get your message out to those people that you can help, because if you don't – in fact, my definition of success is if you could help the maximum number of people – you can, with your message, with your solutions, with your business, whatever it is that you do, that is success to me. Now, of course, lifestyle is huge. So engineering your lifestyle, engineering your business so that you can have the type of lifestyle that you want, you could spend the quality time with the people in your life that you want to spend time with. You can go to places like, for example, January, I'm going to spend the month of July in Lake Tahoe because it's too doggone hot in South Texas for me. Why? Because I can. I've designed my life. I've designed my business that way. That, to me, is success. But first and foremost, to really, truly help the people that you have put on this planet to help. And, ooh, one other thing, and to get very adequately paid to do so, okay? Nothing wrong, okay? Nothing in the world wrong with making money, okay? Nothing. I have no compunctions about making lots of it. But and you shouldn't either. You shouldn't either, okay?
That's wonderful advice. Quite briefly, any regrets, Daniel?
Not really. I mean, I'm sure if I sort of pondered it, but nothing really pops out at me. I would do it all over again. I would probably not practice law. I guess that's a regret. I practiced law a little too long. I would have done stuff a little quicker than I did there. So, yeah, there's a little minor regret there. But other than that, by following, here's another huge thing, follow your heart. Follow your inspirations. Follow that inner voice and get in touch with that inner voice and follow it, even if you don't know what the next step is. Because as you take the next step, the next step will be revealed. At least that's what happened in my own life. I mean, look at cruise ship speaking. Look where that's taken me. It's essentially taken me all over the world. I've got to, speak with the celebrities and have a huge following of rabid fans myself. So, yes, follow your heart.
I agree completely. I always tell my listeners to find their passion and pursue it. And Daniel, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. You truly are a priceless personality, and I look forward to sharing you in my upcoming book and also sharing you with my listeners again and again and again. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, January. It's an honor and a privilege to get to talk to you.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. My upcoming guests for the rest of the week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Daniel. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I would love to personally welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories, struggles, and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Now, remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, I want all of you out there to please stop whining and start smiling, and then start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Daniel Hall. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.